AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the Islamic State group does present a threat to the U.S.
We're very definitely in a new environment because of ISIL's effective use of social media, the internet, which has the ability to reach into the homeland and possibly inspire others.
He was on ABC's This Week. Congressman Michael McCaul told Fox News Sunday there was good reason to raise the threat level at military bases.
I think there's been an uptick in the threat streams out there, the level of chatter, internet calls to arms, if you will, to light up potential ISIS followers potentially in the United States and attack military installations.
Four people have been arrested in connection with the shooting deaths of two Mississippi police officers who were shot to death during a traffic stop last night.
Two family members of our community.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi Mayor Johnny Dupree after police officers Benjamin Dean and LaCourie Tate were shot and killed during a traffic stop. Mississippi Department of Public Safety spokesman Warren Strain says the investigation is far from over.
Several pieces of evidence were collected at the scene.
Tate and Dean are the first Hattiesburg officers to die in the line of duty in more than 30 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
South Dakota and Texas have both been hit by severe weather, with tornadoes. Meteorologist Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center says it's the time of year for severe weather and people need to prepare.
People need to really be paying attention to whatever media outlet they're used to listening to. And a watch means that conditions are favorable for the occurrence of severe weather. So that means that they should be ready and have an action plan in place.
This is AP Radio News. Germany's chancellor has called on Russia to do more about the separatists in eastern Ukraine.
Chancellor Angela Merkel stood next to the Russian president Vladimir Putin at a Moscow news conference and said his government had to persuade the rebels to abide by a ceasefire that's been close to breaking down in recent weeks. Merkel was the only prominent European leader to visit Russia for commemorations of the 70th anniversary of the surrender of Nazi Germany. She laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier near the Kremlin, then pointedly noted that though recent efforts to negotiate a lasting settlement in Ukraine provide a glimmer of hope, progress is lacking elsewhere. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
The UN says rival armed groups in Central African Republic have signed a deal to lay down their arms and end a conflict that has killed thousands. A special representative says the signing of an agreement has turned a page for the African country. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.